Well, good evening, and again, thank you for being here. Grounded in gratitude. If you kind of look the word up, grateful, the word means appreciative. Appreciative of benefits, showing thanks. In the Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, Paul tells us to be thankful. If you'll take your Bibles and open up to 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're going to read verses 1 through 7 there in a moment. Paul said that difficult days were coming when people would be ungrateful. 2 Timothy chapter 3, start reading in verse 1. This also know that in last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent or lack of self-control, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusters, different kinds, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Did you hear what Paul said in verse 5? He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Being unthankful is one of the things listed here, that if someone is totally unthankful, that we should turn away. Few of us enjoy being around those who are ungrateful or unappreciative. Ungrateful people often repel others. You ever had a boss that you worked for that was totally ungrateful for the things that you've done? Yes, you're being paid to do a job, but when you take the initiative and you actually do more than is what is required, does the boss give you thanks? Are they appreciative? What about, now this might, and hopefully this does not concern anyone here, but you know there's many spouses, wives, or husbands that's unappreciative, don't show gratitude and thankfulness towards their spouse. What about children? Do you show appreciative, appreciate the things that your child does? You know, I can tell you right now, back when your child was, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old and they drew a picture for you, you really appreciated that, didn't you? Yeah, you know, you pat them on the head. Oh, yes, that's nice. That's pretty. Thank you. But do we really show appreciation for what our children do? What about friends? Do you have friends that are not appreciative of the things that you do for them? Or are you friends with people that you've known for years, but yet you've never told them thanks? Well, you might say, thank them for what, John? Thank them for simply being a friend. Being someone that you can rely on. Being someone you can call and let your feelings out. What about a stranger? You know, you're sitting in traffic and it's hot, you're tired, people are blowing the horns, and all you want to do is get home, and maybe someone cuts you off. But are you appreciative? Do you give thanks? When someone lets you cut in line, do you say thank you? Or do you just give them a dirty look and go? What about standing in line at Walmart or Sam's Club or any other store, and you're loaded? You really should have two carts. You've piled so much in the first cart, you really should get the second cart, but yet, you know, you don't want to push two of them around. And some person walks up behind you and they've got two or three items. Do you make them wait? Or if you're that person that's just got the two or three items and there's somebody in front of you that's got, you know, two carts overloaded, and they say, please, go ahead. Do you tell them thanks? Do you tell them how appreciative you are that you've allowed them to cut in line and get out of that store quicker? Here's an idea. Now, I want each and every one of you to take this idea and run with it. Okay? It's not difficult. It's not going to be hard. But it's something that every person here can do. All right? As Christians, our lives should be characterized by gratitude, by thankfulness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, our lives should be characterized by gratitude, by thankfulness. Now, again, did you notice what Paul said here? He did not say, only when you feel like it. He did not say, you know, only when you're having a good day, be thankful. What he says here, he says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. What do you think? Should we be thankful? Paul says it's the will of God that we give thanks. An attitude of gratitude. If we claim to abide in Him, if we claim to be a Christian, then we must walk as Jesus walked. Okay? Romans chapter 1 and verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. If we claim to abide in Christ, then we must walk as Jesus walked. Notice, if you will, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. Now, I know most of you here know that the word walk here is not motivation with our feet. So let's read this how it really should be stated. He that saith he abideth in Him, in Christ, that's who's being talked about, ought himself also to live even as he lived. Now that makes it a little bit different, doesn't it? We're to walk, we're to live as Jesus lived. Jesus lived a faithful life. Now, I know we're only human. We do make mistakes. We do stumble and we do fall. But our lives should be like Christ's. Was not Christ thankful? Did he not have an attitude of gratitude? Yes, he did. All right, how do I know that? We're not going to read these verses, but you can write them down if you'd like and look them up and read them at home. Let's say it's homework, okay? John chapter 6, basically from the verse 1 and following. Because in those verses, we read of the feeding of the 5,000. You remember that? The disciples were all worried because they didn't have enough food, didn't have enough money to buy enough food to feed all of those people. Well, then it was made clear that there was a lad that had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. What did Jesus do? What did he do with those 5 loaves and 2 fish? And if you read it, it says small fish. Did he not give thanks? He gave thanks to God for the food. And it fed the 5,000 people. Now we know it was a miracle. But Jesus prayed to God and thanked him for the food. And then you can read in John chapter 11 about the raising of Lazarus. Now what's interesting here is you will not read in that passage in John 11 that Jesus ask God for the power to raise Lazarus. You know what Jesus prayed for? He prayed and thanked God for hearing him. He prayed and thanked God for hearing his prayer about Lazarus. And then in Luke chapter 22, we read where Jesus basically instituted the Lord's Supper. All right? He gave thanks for the bread and the cup. And said, take and eat. This is the flesh of my body. Take and drink. This is the blood. And he gave thanks for it, knowing that he was literally talking about himself. So how do we live out our gratitude? How do we live out our thankfulness? Well, first of all, do we not sing a song, Count Your Blessings? Name them one by one. See what the Lord hath done. Living out our gratitude or living out our thankfulness, we must count our blessings. We need to guard against forgetting all of the blessings that we are so richly blessed with. And the greatest of those blessings that we should be thanking God every single day that we have breath in our bodies. Thankful to God for his Son, Jesus Christ. Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That word there, benefits, literally is good things, helpful things. God is not going to give us anything that's going to harm us. Do you realize that? God is not going to give us one thing that is going to harm us in any fashion or any form. He's only going to give us good things, helpful things. Our spirit of gratitude should never, ever, write this down, our spirit of gratitude should never depend on our circumstances. How do I know this? Well, you know, what's a children's song? The Bible tells me so. But notice this. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. You got to read up before verse 25 and after to get the whole picture. Okay? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now, if they were in prison, why was Paul and Silas in prison? Well, to understand the reason behind their imprisonment was because they were causing trouble. All right? The Romans didn't like it. They simply did not want to hear about Jesus Christ and him crucified. So they complained so much to the magistrate that he threw them in prison. And it wasn't just, you know, on the first floor where they had sunshine coming in. It was down in the basement, the dungeon. They were chained behind bars, I would assume. And even in that, even in their darkest hour, because they didn't know what was going to happen, they could have been marched out at any moment and put to death. So at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And then you know what happened? An earthquake rattled the whole prison. And all of the cell doors were open. The chains were loosed. And guess what? The poor guard was about to kill himself because he was responsible. If one prisoner escaped, his life forfeited. And he was about to take his own life. And Paul and Silas said, "Now, wait a minute, we're all here." And you can read the rest of what took place. Our spirit of gratitude should never depend, again, on our circumstances. So how can I repay God for all of the goodness that he's done for me? How can I repay God? Psalms 116 and verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me, all of his help, all of his good? What can I pay God for all that he's done for me? What can you pay? Do you think making a weekly contribution is enough? Do you think coming to worship service on Sunday morning and Sunday evening and Bible study on Wednesday night, you think, Lord, that's enough? Because of all of the good, all of the help, all of the benefits that the Lord God has given us, then we owe him everything. Not just a couple hours a week. We owe him everything. That was the first one. Count Count your blessings. Secondly, we need to learn to be content. All right? Those who tend to be the most ungrateful are usually those who are the least content. We need to be on guard so that we do not become discontented. All right? Look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. Not that I speak in respect of want, this is Paul, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul says we should be thankful even when we have enough, and thankful even when we are in want. Again, look at this. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned. Paul tells us here that this is something that he learned. So maybe it would behoove us to learn. Learn to understand that whatever state we find ourselves in, to be thankful, whether we have much or we have little. So much, most of you here know who Helen Keller was, don't you? She lived back in, I think she was born around 18-something. I don't remember now the exact date. But when she was 9 months old, because of an illness, she lost her sight and her hearing. And at one point in her life, someone asked her, how could she be so thankful and upbeat? You know what her response was? She said, so much has been given to me, I have no time to ponder that which I don't have. Brothers and sisters, if we truly concentrate on the great blessings that God has given us, we're not going to have time to worry about what we don't have. And I think that would make us all a lot happier, don't you? We must count our blessings. We must learn to be content. And we must express our attitude. Our unexpressed gratitude oftentimes communicates ingratitude. Take your Bibles, turn over to Luke chapter 17, and we are going to look starting in verse 11. Luke 17. I'm going to start reading verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet. Giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. The Jews hated the Samaritans. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. Do we give thanks? Do we show gratitude for the blessings that God has given us? Out of these 10 leprous men, only one, a Samaritan, turned back and thanked Jesus. I think that should teach us a lesson. Because we need to thank God every single day. We must express gratitude towards God. Psalms 105 verses 1 and 2. Psalms 105 verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but this is telling us about spreading the gospel. Okay? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Share the gospel. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. To me, that sounds like spreading the gospel. I don't know about you, but that's what it sounds like to me. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Too often, we are quick to make our requests, are we not? But many times we are very slow to thank God for his answers, whether they are the answers we want to hear or not. You know, it's hard to give thanks when you ask for something or you pray to God and you specifically ask for whatever and it doesn't happen, it doesn't take shape. Do we pray and thank God for listening to our petition? Do we thank God for his ability to do what's good for us? We must express gratitude towards others, shouldn't we? You know, we make our kids say thank you immediately when people do things for them, don't we? You know, you send your child to go over to somebody's house, a friend's house or whatever. What's the one thing we tell them? Make sure you say please and thank you. The question to consider this evening, and then I'll be done. Are we living a life characterized by gratitude? We have a great deal to be thankful for, both materially and spiritually. A child of God, for a child of God, thankfulness is not confined to a day or a season. And everybody gives thanks on Thanksgiving Day. But we should be thankful every day. It's an attitude that should characterize our lives. Grounded in gratitude. Grounded in thankfulness to God, and especially being thankful for his son who shed his blood on the cross so that we might have the forgiveness of sin. So the invitation is given. If you're here and you're not a Christian and you wish to be baptized and have your sins washed away, would you come? Or if you're already a child of God, but perhaps see that you might need the prayers of the saints, would you come also as we stand and sing the song of invitation? Thank you.